Hey everybody, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to play a clip from when I did a prank phone call with the boys at WDUM Studios. Pretty funny. Also, I'm going to rant about some shit and then roast the news. Let's get into the pod. So, time for a drinking game. I'm a complete asshole, and when I talk, I always click my teeth. So yeah, when you're listening to the podcast, what I want you to do, every time I click my teeth, take a shot. I'm guaranteed to get you fucked up in 15 minutes. Let's go. There are five types of serial killers. Number one are the thrill seekers. They are serial killers that love outsmarting the law for some sort of amusement. Number two are mission-oriented killers. They feel they're doing society a favor by getting rid of certain people. Number three are visionary serial killers. These people occasionally suffer from psychotic breaks from society. Number four are power and control serial killers. They enjoy their victims' terror, suffering, and screaming. And number five are Redbubble artists. People like BF Butcher. If you're looking for a crazy assortment of interesting and unique items, he's got them all, baby. Why be ordinary when you can be a freak? Like a zipper gimp mask, or a mask with a ball gag in it. Or Donald Trump's mouth. He has cannabis camouflage socks, shower curtains that look like the Heimlich maneuver, and a t-shirt with the nipples showing, just to name a few. These would make amazing gag gifts. Not only are they hilarious, but they're also practical. Go ahead and check out redbubble.com/people/BF Butcher. I'll put a link in the description. Food truck fanboys. You haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner, Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions?
No.
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
Next time you have a craving for clout that'll get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
So I was a guest on a prank phone call show a while ago. The show's called WDUM, so check those guys out. But yeah, I've got a little bit of a clip. I'm going to share it on my podcast. And then if you want to hear the full episode, go check it out over on their show, WDUM.
This guy, this is Daniel speaking.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Yale? Yeah.
Hey, Yale. Hey, this is Chris. How's it going tonight?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. So you guys sell hats, yeah?
Yeah, we only sell hats.
Okay. I didn't know if you sold, like, lids to, like, Tupperware containers or lids to, like, cups.
For cups?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have any, so I wouldn't have any at the store, but if you check our website, we do have most of our stuff on there as well.
Oh, okay. What about like, yeah. So what's the biggest hat you sell?
Our biggest hat we sell is, size 8.
Inches?
It just says 8 on the hat.
Is it possible, like, if I came into the store, could I, like, sniff the hats? Like, I got a real thing about, like, smelly heads.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm really paranoid about the way my head smells. And if I put a hat on my head. What?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Right, so, like, I also have, like, psoriasis and dandruff really bad. Uh-huh. Does your hat have, like, a special lining that would prevent, because I really hate, like, when I go on a date, like, chicks see my flakes.
Yeah.
You ever have a problem with flakes?
Yeah, I actually do have the same problem as well.
Right.
So,
what kind of shampoo do you use?
I use just dandruff shampoo.
Yeah, Head and Shoulders, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever get flakes on your ball sack? Like, sometimes,
no,
like,
no.
No? Oh, all right. That's just
me,
then?
Yeah, I wouldn't get that. Yeah. Yeah, that's just you. But...
So if I wanted to buy a hat to, like, break into a bank, what would you suggest?
I would suggest, So, if you're like looking for a hat that wouldn't show too much of like flakes or anything, your best bet is like a more colored hat. Like
that sounds racist. Prefer...
Oh no, I'm just saying. Because if we give you like a black hat, your flakes will show like, yeah, just a black, like the whole outside of the hat is just black.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying, like, so if you get like a red or blue hat, like those are like more of like not showing too much flakes. But if you get like a hat that's like black leather and all that stuff, shows your flakes. What was that?
Leather is my jam, like kink, like BDSM. Like special leather, like masks with zippers and shit that I could put on my face.
No, I wouldn't have any at the moment.
But you said I could like check online though, right?
Yeah, you can check online and see if there is any. If they do have some.
You guys just don't stock them?
I don't know, because usually our stuff online is through someone else, so they stock up if we have it. But if we don't have it in stock, then usually it'll take probably like a couple months or anything by that.
Okay, all right. So I got another question. What about like Halloween? Like if I was a lazy piece of shit and I just wanted to wear a hat, what would I do?
A hat?
Yeah.
Mostly people get their hats customized. So like usually we'll have like designs to put on hats. So like you can put like any like pumpkin or anything on there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, like a pumpkin on it. All right.
Yeah.
So what about maybe like
something like that?
Like my head, like right. I was worried about the size of my head. You guys have like Velcro?
Yeah. Velcro? Yeah, we do have Velcro. All
right. Does it make
we
noise?
We have the straps, and then we have the straps with the metal stuff in it as well.
Ah, the metal snaps. What's your feelings about Velcro?
The Velcro? It's like a good hat. I'll be honest. Yeah. Feel. Yeah, I would wear a Velcro hat. I'll be honest with you.
What kind of images does it conjure inside your mind? Are you fascinated with Velcro?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, me too. We should start a clan of Velcro. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So what kind of hats, besides like BDSM hats and pumpkin hats and Santa Claus hats, do you have? Is it baseball?
So I don't have... Yeah, I don't have any of those, but yeah, we could get like baseball hats and then just put customize on them. Like we can put anything on there.
But we want to go black, right?
Black is a good color, but if I'm gonna be honest, if you're trying to like get like hide dandruff or anything, brightest colors is your most bet.
Or no, commit crimes. Like I want to commit a crime.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What?
Oh, then it's gonna be like a black hat then.
You're trying to tell me that blacks do the most crime?
No, I'm not sure, because usually it's just random hats. I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, Yancey. It was great talking to you.
All right.
This weekend, what happened? All right, Friday, it was too fucking cold to do anything. I hate Iowa. It's bullshit. Saturday, so I had a couple of jobs lined up. I've been doing the handy, you know, the hand jobs. And so, it was either, help a buddy move some furniture for some cash, or the other job was head over to Independence, Iowa and install a thermocouple in a Canadian stove. So that paid $200. Moving job paid a couple $100. So I went ahead and went with the moving job. So I woke up early Saturday. And it was, like, below zero, so, yeah, fuck my fingers, turning black, falling off. And so, load up my tools and shit, and I head over by Cedar Rapids. And then, meet up with John, the guy I'm helping move, and we move some washer and dryer, tear up the hallway. Oops, sorry about your door, man. But then get everything moved, kept my fingers this time. What? And then so get everything moved, then go out for lunch. And it's by Marion, Iowa. And it's like, it's crazy to see how like the town must have been like a huge dump. And so I was asking John, like, what is the boom? Because there's buildings everywhere. They're putting up all these new hotels, banks, insurance agencies, restaurants. And it looks like it's really exploding. It looks nice. But then, like, the downtown area is still, like, you know, 50 years old, 80 years old. And it's, like, all dilapidated and falling apart and shit. So he said something about an aerotech space company come in and a lot of IT jobs. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I had lunch, I had a bunch of mules at a restaurant with a mac and cheese jalapeno burger. Then I had squirty diarrhea. And I come back, drinking and driving. Shh, don't tell the cops. And then so come back into town and decide to do Walmart. And so here's a little bit of a rant for you. Something that really pisses me off. So I go through Walmart, right? Get all my groceries, get everything. And they have the self-checkout lines. And the lady in front of me, she has two full carts of groceries. And her, what I don't know, must have been like 14 or 15-year-old kid is sitting on the ground not helping. So I don't, they're like, the girl, she was like chewing her sweatshirt. I don't know if she had problems or she was like licking her sweatshirt. Like, hey, help your mom with the groceries. Speed this up. But then the second part of that was... the mom was playing the, oh, I'm ditzy, I don't know what I'm doing card. And so she was actually stealing because she had so many groceries. And so she was putting stuff on the counter and then forgetting to scan it or putting it back and forth. That way, like the person that was monitoring, the Walmart employee that was monitoring, was having trouble keeping track of what was going in the bags and what was not. And so she's just stealing. And so I waited behind this lady watching her for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before I got out of line and went to a different line. But it's like, you know, don't be a piece of shit. Like, if you can't afford all that stuff, then you don't need all that junk food. Like, you don't need 8 bags of Doritos and 3 24-packs of Mountain Dew. Like, just fucking drink water. It would also help out with your fucking problems too, lady. But yeah, you know, I just thought it was ridiculous to play the I don't know what I'm doing card, but actually just be stealing from Walmart, which, fucking people, whatever. So, yeah, went ahead and come home, and then I've been gaming really fucking hard on Xbox, so free-to-play games are the way to go. Been doing some Warzone, Apex Legends, and Destiny, so... Shooting shit, drinking beer, and then shit in my pants. Hey, next up, time to roast the news. Researchers recently taught monkeys the concept of money and how it was used. Soon afterwards, they begin robbing each other and paying for sex. If it was up to me, I'd just call that experiment Las Vegas. Disney World was reported as the second largest purchaser of explosives in the United States. My redneck neighbor Kyle was number one. New research shows that the happiness from giving lasts longer than the happiness from getting. So what you're telling me is that I need to give more blowjobs. Mysterious Mississippi mashed potato placer still at large. At least a dozen bowls of mashed potatoes have been placed on cars in yards. I've got a hot tip. Obviously, he didn't clean his plate, and the perpetrator is not a fat guy. Check your local KFC. What kind of a maniac puts out mashed potatoes without the gravy? Florida man breaks out of jail and then immediately breaks into some cars that are in the jail parking lot. Police say that 37-year-old Casey Michael Lewis, who was charged with Grand Theft Auto, left the facility and wandered through the police parking lot looking for open cars by jiggling the door handles. Obviously, he's just a man doing what he loves. That's what happens when you smoke too much meth and play Xbox. You think you're a real-life GTA 5. A band of toddlers were found wandering near a highway after escaping from a daycare. The kids are safe, but the daycare in Louisiana had its license revoked. I wish my kids would have run away. I was trying to sell them for years, and nobody wanted to take them. A man loses more than 30 pounds... drinking only beer during Lent. Daryl Hall made headlines after announcing he would be drinking nothing but beer between Ash Wednesday and Easter. Well, shit! Looks like I'm cutting out the protein shakes and doing an all barley and hops cleanse. scientists capture a record 17-foot-long python in the Florida Everglades. Big Cypress National Preserve announced Friday they caught a 17-foot-long python. Obviously, it's not the record because they haven't caught my dick. A man in Pennsylvania found a stranger sleeping on his kitchen floor. Police arrested 60-year-old Brian Smith on Thursday. After breaking and entering, the man ate Crave cereal and then fell asleep on a pile of sanitary napkins on the kitchen floor. wait a minute, what? That sounds just like my normal Sunday mornings. Two thieves who snatched the statue of a lion from outside a home in Philadelphia had a change of heart. After a police surveillance video was posted, the thieves returned the lion statue with a bouquet of flowers and a card. So, if I had to take a guess, I bet they were Indian.
Indian givers.
And speaking of stealing shit, there have been reports of thieves stealing wheels from Missouri police cars. In the last few weeks, thieves have stolen the wheels off of cop cars. Hey, newsflash cops, how about you get off your fat ass and stop spending so much time in the Dunkin' Donuts? And finally, English-speaking men face arrest for antics in Poland. A group of drunk men were wearing mankinis and were wanted by police authorities because of indecent antics.
Venice, I bet your sister is number 4th best prostitute in all of Czechoslovakistan.
Hey everybody, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, throw me a rating for 5 stars, because you know I'm worth it. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the fuck are you doing? Touch my penis. I am selling t-shirts to cover up your nipples, as well as pint glasses to get you drunk. Check out the merch at the link down below. Also, you can hit the support button on Spotify to buy me a beer, because I hate my fucking liver. Alright, later, masturbators.